the bully from school wrecked his bike and skinned up his knee. I think he finally got what he deserved.
What he really deserves is compassion and grace from a good neighbor. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Let's get started. In the Bible, there's a story about a man who was robbed and beaten while he was traveling. Two religious people passed by and saw him, but decided not to help. The third to pass by, a Samaritan man, decided to be kind and offer help. In Luke chapter 10, Jesus asked, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" They responded, "The one who showed mercy." Well, that's what our story's about today. It's entitled, Bike Wrecked. As Molly and Asher passed a tall fence surrounding an empty lot on their way home from school, they heard the sound of crying. They peeked through one of the broken slats and were astonished to see the school bully, Ryan Taylor, sitting in the dirt and sobbing on the other side. "Look," Molly whispered, pointing. "He busted his bike." The badly wrecked bike lay in a heap. Ryan had a skinned knee and blood on his face. Asher and Molly looked at him for a moment and then hurried on by, each secretly thinking that Ryan Taylor had finally gotten what he deserved. Not long after they got home, Molly and Asher heard Dad drive by. When they went into the kitchen, they were amazed to find Dad helping Ryan Taylor into the house. Dad pulled out a chair for Ryan, and Mom quickly began cleaning his knee and face. Molly and Asher hung back near the wall as Ryan told Dad that he lived with his grandmother. Soon, Ryan and his wrecked bike were on their way home in Dad's car.
"I'm so glad your dad came along when he did," said Mom. "Not everyone helps people like your father does. He's really a good Samaritan."
"A good Samaritan?" asked Molly. "You mean like the man in the Bible who helped another man on the side of the road when no one else did?" asked Asher.
"Yes," said Mom.
"The priest and the Levite in that story, religious leaders you'd expect would help, pretended not to see the man in trouble and just went on their way. But the good Samaritan went out of his way to help him, and your dad is like that. He loves Jesus, and he knows Jesus loves everyone so much that he died for us and wants us to show his love to others, even those who don't seem like they deserve it." Molly and Asher looked at each other, knowing they should have helped Ryan. Then Asher had an idea.
"Do you think Ryan would like to have my old blue bike? I haven't used it since I got my new one, but it's still good."
"Good idea," said Mom. "That's a great way to show Ryan God's love." So how about you? Do you help people whenever you can, even if they don't treat you or other people well? God loves them and he wants you to love them too, to treat them as neighbors and love them as you love yourself. That's loving them quite a lot, isn't it? But when you remember how much God loves you, so much that Jesus died for your sins so you could have eternal life with him, it's easier to show that love to others. Our key verse today is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 19.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
And our key thought for today, love everyone. It's true that life can get pretty busy sometimes, right? That's why you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. That way you can listen in the car when you're on your way to school or take time to learn more about God when you're going to soccer practice. You can read the story along with me every day on your favorite smartphone or tablet. Get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today, and do me a favor. Share Keys for Kids with a friend, and then both come back tomorrow. We'll see you then.